Nearly 3 weeks after the House and Senate passed competing bills to add a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program, formal negotiations can now begin. The House last night appointed the 8 members of its negotiating team, joining the 9 senators named last week. Merging the two bills won't be easy. There are major differences, including how much help each bill would provide those with low incomes. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
When it comes to providing prescription drug coverage to seniors, providing extra help to those with less money is one of the few areas where Republicans and Democrats agree. Florida Republican Congressman Clay Shaw said during debate on the House bill that he's tired of going to drugstores and seeing seniors hand their drugs back to the pharmacist because they don't have enough money to pay for them.
I have a very vivid memory of the last one that I saw, this elderly lady coming up and finding out what her prescription drugs was going to cost and looking at this bottle and that bottle and then handing that bottle back. She was low income. This bill will take care of her.
The House bill would give additional help to individuals with incomes under 150% of the federal poverty line, about $13,500 for an individual and just over $18,000 for a couple. The Senate bill would provide help for those with incomes up to 160% of poverty, but Ron Pollack of the consumer group Families USA says the Senate bill is far more generous.
The bills are like night and day.
A senior with $3,000 in annual drug costs, for example, would have to pay just $75 under the Senate bill, but more than $1,100 under the House version.
If that same senior had $5,000 in drug expenses per year, in the Senate bill they'd pay $138. In the House bill, they'd pay $3,114, or more than one-third of their income.
Pollack says a key reason for the difference is that the Senate bill continues to pay for drugs even after low-income beneficiaries fall into the coverage gap included in both bills.
In the House bill, it's a huge gap, and during that gap, there is no subsidies for low-income seniors. They have to pay dollar for dollar all of their drug expenses.
But one reason the Senate bill is able to provide such generous coverage to some low-income people is that it leaves the drug costs of other low-income people to be paid by the states. About 6 million people are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid, the joint federal-state health program for the poor. The House bill calls for the federal government to gradually take over the drug costs of the so-called dual eligibles. The Senate bill, however, leaves those people to be covered by Medicaid. That's earned it the opposition of the nation's governors. Matt Salo of the National Governors Association says the money states have to spend on health care for Medicare beneficiaries is a big part of states' current financial woes.
Medicaid program is spending $100 billion a year on filling the holes in Medicare coverage.
Salo says the Senate bill would create not just a financial problem for the states, but a dangerous precedent that divides Medicare beneficiaries by how much they earn.
What it does is it says, if you're low income, frail senior, you do not get the Medicare drug benefit. You are forced to remain on Medicaid. Grandma and grandpa have to go down to the welfare office to get drug coverage when every other senior is going to be getting it through Medicare.
Pollack of Families USA says there's a practical problem as well with keeping some Medicare beneficiaries on the Medicaid program.
Since low-income seniors go in and out of Medicaid, they won't know how to get this coverage. It's going to be terribly confusing, and many of them will get lost in the shuffle.
There's another major difference between the bills when it comes to low-income seniors, the question of who qualifies for the special help. Currently, beneficiaries have to prove not only that their earnings are low, but also that they have little or no savings, no more than $4,000 in addition to a house and car. New Mexico Democratic Senator Jeff Bingaman says that asset test is too strict.
It denies the low-income benefit to a tremendous number of folks who ought to be eligible for it.
Both the House and Senate bills would increase but not eliminate the assets test. At Bingaman's urging, the Senate bill would let individuals qualify for special help if they have up to $10,000 worth of assets. The House bill raises it to $6,000. That issue and dozens of others are among those that will have to be worked out by the negotiators. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.